fight psychology is the map that fake or staged fights are built across. You see it in professional wrestling all the time. You see it in genuine combat sports as well, to be honest. And one of the most famous examples of this is Georges St-Pierre, who is one of the best mixed martial artists on the planet, who lost and lost spectacularly to a small, jovial New York guy called Matt Serra. And some years ago, and you could tell this was going to happen when the two were brought to the middle of the ring to have the rules explained to them, because St-Pierre couldn't look Serra in the face. Fight psychology. You win the fight through what you do, how you act, how you train, the things you hear, the things you think. Fight psychology is also one of the primary tools of live-action storytelling, in particular with regard to movies which involve a lot of hitting, such as The Dark Knight Rises. It's an interesting movie. I've seen it once. I think I need to sit through it again. My first instinct is that one of the reasons why people have had an issue with it is it's one of the most massively subversive superhero movies of the last 15 years. There are huge face-melting spoilers in here, by the way, if you haven't already figured that out. The short version is Bruce wins. He finds a way to win, and at the same time to separate himself from his identity as Batman. Because that's the internal fight in these movies. That's the internal struggle. Which one is real? And that idea, that exploration of who's the real Bruce, whether it's Bruce or whether it's Batman, is at the heart of a lot of good and a lot of really unbelievably terrible Batman comics. But here, it's given a definitive answer. And it's an answer which superficially flies completely in the face of the traditional hero trajectory. Bruce leaves. He doesn't just leave, he fakes his death. And a lot of people have got their panties very much in a bunch about this. Me, because I'm an ornery cuss and I am remarkably fond of storytelling of this sort, I get a huge kick out of it, especially as there's a very refreshing acknowledgement of mortality built into that. Bruce has a knee that doesn't work. He has functionally no cartilage in all his primary joints. He has one fight left in him, and if the film has a weak point, it's that all his crippling injuries are glossed over very, very quickly. But the one muscle he still has that's in perfect working order is his brain. And he still knows that he still has to win in the long term. So he fights in the long term. And that's so perfectly in parity with what he's taught by Ra's al Ghul in the first movie, as well as the principles of theatrical magic that Nolan is clearly fascinated with. I left the theatre with a smile on my face. Plus, it is a very, very fitting ending to a fantastic series of movies.